Wow, what a day we're having. What a time we're having. And I know you are blessed to be watching Clear Vision. And I am Rose, and we have a message called Just Imagine tonight, today, tomorrow, or whenever you're looking. When I first got into this scripture, I thought, Lord, is it possible? And the Lord said, yes, it is possible. Romans 8:6, let's look at it real quick. The mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that comprises all the miseries arising from sin, both here and hereafter. The mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul and peace, both now and forever. Beloved, just imagine a world where everyone is kind to each other. Just imagine that. Just imagine your life. Just imagine your life where every day everybody is kind to you. People only say nice things to you. People don't push you out of line when it's time to get in line for something. I was in line for a dinner last night, and I went up to get me something to drink, and and the lady that was in charge of the drink, she said, oh, we're not serving those drinks right now. I said, well, okay. Can I just have a cup to get me some water? And she didn't know what to do with that. She just knew she was in charge of the drinks, and it wasn't time. What difference did it make? You hear what I'm saying? It didn't have to be a confrontation for me to get a cup of lemonade. What would it be like to be in a world where people gladly share their clothes? If you don't have something, you just go next door. Or you just call your friend down the street. If you need something to wear, you just call somebody and say, I'm going to this event or that, and I need a little something to wear extra. Do you have anything I could wear? Oh, yeah, come on down here and we'll fix you right up. Just imagine that kind of world. What about if you got up one day and all of a sudden there wasn't any food anywhere? What are you going to do? Somebody's got food, but you don't. You're used to having food, but you don't have any all of a sudden. What are you going to do? Wouldn't it be great that you just go down the road to the next farm or the next house and your neighbors have food and they say, oh, this is great. We're so glad you felt like you could depend on us. Come on down here. We got plenty. Or we don't have very much, but we'll share what we have. Wouldn't that be great? What about money? You have plenty of money, but you see somebody that doesn't. And they come and they say, I really have to have, and I don't know how I'm going to do this. And you say, that's all right. I don't have all that much, but I can give you $50 or $100 or $200. And yes, I need it, but I know you need it more. So here. What would it be like in that kind of world? What kind of world would it be like if every time somebody came to you that needed something, or you just saw a need and you reached out and you said, I see that you need this. Or maybe you don't want them to know and you decide that you're going to help them. There's a place I go shopping that the quarters are in the buggies. When you go to do the shopping, you have to put a quarter in this little thing on the handle of the buggy to get your buggy. And the reason they do that is they want the buggies to all be brought back to where they started so that they don't have to put them up. And then when you put your buggy up, you get your quarter back. Well, I sat there one day and I watched people. I watched the ladies that came to that store. And it's a store with lower prices and of food, and I was sitting there watching them, and I saw one lady looking for a quarter, and she didn't have it. And she got so upset, and she was so frustrated, and she was older, and it was hard for her to even be there. And I thought, why is somebody, people were coming and getting their buggies and not paying any attention to her. So I carry a lot of quarters in my car. I've got a little quarter changer I carry for ice cream and certain things, and I grabbed that out and I went over and I started putting quarters in all the buggy quarter slots, like a slot machine. And then I went back to my car and I just watched. People were walking up. Man, they might have well found $1,000. They had a quarter for their buggy. And then one lady came up and she said, I saw you put those quarters in that buggy, in that slot in that buggy. And she said, I'm not poor. I don't need a quarter. I said, honey, I didn't think you are. I just wanted you to have it. She followed me all the way through the store, thanking me, telling me what a fine woman I am. And I said, no, I'm telling you through what I do who the Lord is. And I said, He loves you. He wants you to have 100,000 quarters. He doesn't care how many quarters you have. He wants you blessed. Wouldn't it be great if we lived in a world where nobody was allowed to be mean or selfish? Wouldn't it be great if they weren't selfish for even a second? If it wasn't even a thought? If you didn't even have to think through it? How many times has somebody been in the line in front of you in a checkout and they didn't have enough change and you just stand there and watch them hunt and hunt and hunt? Just reach in your pocket. Just reach in your pocketbook and put the change on the counter. You'll be amazed at how the Lord will bless you for that. I know this sounds like a great world, doesn't it? But it's the world God wants us to live in. It's the world that He's prepared for us. I have a lot of people tell me sometimes, not a lot, but some people sometimes tell me, say, oh, Rose has her own world going. Yes, I do. It's called God's world. It's called the Spirit of God. And you can live there. You can live in that world with God. You can live in His world, in this world, because you're not of this world. You're only in it. And you can make this world what you want it to be for you and for those around you. You can let God's Spirit into your heart in such a way that He makes known His goodness. He makes known how you can be good like Him. You are good like Him, but sometimes we don't act like it. Sometimes we just act like we're heathens, is what I call it. That's a word I learned growing up. My family, when I'd get real rambunctious and wild acting, they'd say, you're acting like a heathen today. I didn't know what that meant. I just knew it wasn't a good thing. But God wants you to act in His Spirit, in the goodness of who He is, because He is the name above every name. He is Redeemer. He is Provider. He is Protector. He is Goodness. He doesn't just have that. He doesn't just have provision for you. He is that. He doesn't just have blessings for you. He is that. God is who He says He is. God is protection. He is financial blessing. And when you act like He acts, you're going to get what He gets and has. You're going to get what He says, and you're going to have what He has. God wants you to have that. He wants you to know that you are good like Him. But you have to be developed in that. You have to be brought to those high places in the presence of God where you don't hesitate to be unselfish. You, me, all of us. I'm still growing. I'm growing, and sometimes it's painful. It's like my little granddaughter having her baby right now. She said, Mama, my back hurts and my stomach hurts and my sides and my legs hurt. And I said, well, honey, your body's getting ready for the baby to come. And it's positioning itself for the baby to arrive. See, when God births in you a new thing, when He takes you to a new and higher place, sometimes there might be a feeling of discomfort. a feeling of unfamiliar. But that's all right, because God is going to protect you. He's going to lead you and be beside you. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. He has you carved in the very palms of His hands. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I have you carved in the very palms of My hands. That's Isaiah 49:16. God is a God, awesome God, and you need to shout about Him. Oh, I know it's not popular for women to shout, but I'm not popular, and I am a woman, so I do a whole lot of shouting. They call me a loudmouth back at the ministry because I'm a loudmouth for God. I don't waste time. I don't waste breath. I want to say the things that God says. And yes, I have frustrating days. And yes, I have frustrating times. But that's when I'm listening to the senses of the flesh. That's when I've stepped over from the spirit things to into the flesh things. And God wants you to know that you can imagine life on this earth as good as it could even get beyond your dreams and imaginations. God wants you blessed. I want you blessed. And God wants you to know who He is. He's on the lookout for you. He's looking out for you because He wants you to know that He wants to share His goodness with you. I keep repeating this over and over and over because I want you to understand that God says you've been set free. You've been set free from every sin. You've been set free from everything that ever held you back from the goodness of God. You've already been set free from it, but you have to receive it. You have to accept it. You have to agree with it. You have to practice it, and God will help you. We're going to leave you for a few minutes, and when I come back, I want you to write down the offer of the DVD, the new product offer, Break Free, Recover, because God wants you free. And He wants you to know you are free in the name of Jesus. So write down the numbers so you can call me, call the ministry, have us pray with you, and order those two powerful ministry things being offered to you. I love you. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision, and I will see you in just a minute.
Order today your DVD titled Break Free Recover. Let God help you stop living in yesterday. Be free from stress, every hurt, every pain, every mistake. God will restore you beyond your dreams. You can recover, resting in your secure, strong life God has for you. Order today your DVD copy of Break Free Recover. Request DVD offer number 26 titled Break Free Recover. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.
Glory to You, Lord, for being with us and for knowing how to search our hearts. And God wants you to have this DVD, Break Free, Recover. It's a DVD of a former broadcast that we did called Break Free, Recover. And He wants you to have it because He wants you to know that you can be set free. He wants you to know that He can help you stop living in yesterday. He wants you to know that you can be free from stress, free from every hurt, every pain, every mistake. God wants to restore you beyond your dreams, and He wants you resting in your secure, strong life with Him. So order this DVD, start learning how to rest and be set free in the Lord and recover forever. And when you order this, you're going to get the little 30-day devotional, 30 days of the champion in you, 30 days of blessing, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of prayer, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of changes in your life for the better, 30 days of strength, changes for strength in your life. Glory to You, Father. Order both of these, write the number down, and make sure when you do that you let whoever you talk to at the ministry know you want to support the ministry. And not just support the ministry, but you're giving to the Lord. You're sowing to the Lord. You're giving to the Lord, not to the ministry, not to me, not for this, but for Him, to bring souls to His feet. So order both of these right away. God bless you. I am so excited to finish this message and get on with it. Let's look at Romans 8, and let's start at verses. I've got 22 and 23 up on the screen, but I want to jump on down because I want to get into verse 26. Because it says, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weaknesses. God knows you're going to be weak. God knows I'm going to be weak, for we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit Himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. And He who searches the hearts of men knows what is in the mind of the Holy Spirit. Before God, in behalf of the saints, the Spirit intercedes and pleads according to and in harmony with God's will. The Holy Spirit is going to pray for you on your behalf. Sometimes you don't know what to say. Sometimes you don't know how to think. Sometimes you don't know how to accept the forgiveness of God and the goodness of God. So you just go before the Father and say, Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, you pray for me. You pray on my behalf. Holy Spirit, you say I'm good. I don't know how to be good. I don't know how to think good. I don't know how to act good. But you go before the Father and ask Him to show me. Just ask Him to do that. Don't go hollering at God. Don't go screaming at God about, I don't have this and I can't this and I'm just a worm crawling on the ground and I'm just a worm in the ground. Don't be telling God all that. That's not what He thinks. You're not going to change His mind. You're not going to change God's mind about you. He thinks you're fantastic, and He's outrageous about it. You don't think God's outrageous? Look what He did with Jesus. You don't think it was outrageous for Him to send His own Son in the very pit of hell to take the keys of life and death away from the enemy against Satan for you? That's outrageous. You don't think it was outrageous for God to give Jesus the authority and the understanding and the power that He could walk on water over to Peter's boat, and they're all hollering and screaming about how they're going to drown, and they don't know what they're going to do, and they didn't even cry out to Him. He just went because He knew they were in trouble. It said so. It says in the Word that at 3 o'clock in the morning, He knew they were in trouble, and He went to them on the water. See, God knows us. He knows what we need. And He'll come to you even when you don't cry out to Him. So there's no need to stand in the presence of God and holler at Him about everything that's wrong and how you don't know how it's going to be right. And when is God going to show you because you don't know? God's going to take care of you. He's ready to be there for you at all costs, at all times. God is ready to take care of you because He's merciful. He's ready to take care of you because He's going to shield you. He's ready to take care of you because He's faithful and you can confide in Him. He's ready to take care of you because He confided in the beginning, before the beginning of time, that He purposed in Jesus Christ, that before the world began, that He was going to take care of you. He's ready to take care of you. He's ready to set you free. He's ready to keep you free. He's ready for your freedom to come from alcohol, drugs, despair, discouragement, anger, frustration, unforgiveness, doubt, worry. He's ready. He stays ready. And when you received Him, if you're watching today and you received the Lord Jesus, when you received Him, you right then, you were removed from this world. You're in it, but you're not of it. You're in the world. Your spirit, your heart, your mind was removed out of this world. You were given the mind of Christ. You were given the power of Almighty God. You were given a powerful life that's awesome in the mind of the Holy Spirit. It's a life of peace, a life of goodness, a life that God has given you that passes all understanding. You can't grasp this with your natural mind. You can't grasp the power and the goodness of God with the natural mind. It's not possible. You can grasp it, though, with the mind of the Spirit, the mind of your spirit and the mind of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to understand that you can help Him help you. Oh, my beloved, God wants you to help Him help you. How does He do that? He gets you to help Him help you by you obeying Him, by you agreeing with Him. That's what obeying means, is that you agree with Him. I have a little list here I want to read you of things that God is and how you can help Him help you. God wants you to leave 2 quarters in a soft drink machine for the next person. How about that? That's helping you, helping Him help you. Because when you sow that, you're going to reap that. God wants you to send a card to a stranger. Send a card to somebody you don't even know. When you read the obituaries in the newspaper in your little hometown every week, and you see that so-and-so died, and they left their husband, their wife, their children, you don't know who they are. Call the funeral home. Ask them. Tell them, I want to send a card of encouragement to this gentleman's daughter or this husband's wife. Could you tell me where to send it? And many times they'll let you send it to the funeral home. And you don't have to sign it. It doesn't have to be from you as a name. Just send them a card and say, God loves you, and He's thinking about you today. And He has plans, good plans for your life. And He wants you to know it. Someone who cares. That's a card to a friend that you don't even know, that will, as a stranger, become a friend sometime. See, God knows that every stranger is a friend that He hasn't met yet. Every stranger is a friend that somebody you haven't met yet. But we're taught in the world to be afraid of strangers. We're taught to be afraid, to fear everything around every corner. But that's not God how God thinks. God says every stranger is a friend you haven't met yet. God wants to share His glory. He wants to share the glory that He has with you. He wants you to have His glory. He wants you to tell a sick friend about another friend who got well. That's called a testimony. A testimony. I got a testimony for you that came in the email. I get so many testimonies in the mail and the email. And this one came in and said, Rose, I'm blessed beyond words. I'm blessed because I've seen the blessings in my life that were not easy to see. And now it's becoming easy to be thankful for them each and every day. I have a good, healthy family. That didn't used to be one of my blessings. God has given me talents, abilities, favor, abundance, and fulfillment. But I didn't understand that they came from God. Thank you and thank Rose Ministries now that I understand all good things come from God. The Bible said that I'm blessed when I come in and blessed when I go out, that I'm greatly blessed, and I have confidence and assurance now that my God is the all-powerful God that He says He is. Thank you, Rose, that you've made me understand that God is going to keep me safe and secure in His hands. Thank you, Rose, that I understand now because of your ministry that God divinely protects me and my family. Thank you. Thank you that I'm thinking now about all the rich blessings that God has given me, and I thank Him today for them. I want to support your television broadcast. I want to lift up other people's hearts and lives to God, and I know that through your broadcast, I can praise Him for all His goodness. Thank you. Thank you, Rose. And thank you, Rose Ministries and Clear Vision Television. Beloved, every time you sow into this ministry, every time you sow to the Lord into this ministry, you are providing hope for someone. Every time you're a blessing and you help me help someone, you're blessing yourself. Every time, God wants you to live in this world that's in the natural mind unimaginable. He wants you to live in a world where there is no selfishness, there is no lack, there is no pain, there is no hurt, there is no past, there is no unforgiveness, there is no fear. That's God's world, and He's created it for you that way today. You can live in that kind of world. You can be free, you can break free, and stay free in that kind of world. You can live in the goodness of God and be a blessing to everybody. This is the good news, and I know it's good news to you, and I know you want to tell it to somebody else. Take time today. Ask God what He'd have you to do. Ask God what He'd have you to say to someone that needs your help. Ask Him what He'd have you to do to sow to Him, to bring this broadcast to more people, to give them the hope that they so desperately need. Ask God, and then do what He says. God loves you. He wants nothing but good for you, and His goodness is here for you at Clear Vision and Rose Ministries. And that's what we've had today, isn't it? Clear Vision. I'm Rose, and until next time, I'll see you on TV, and the Lord wants you to live in a world that's beyond all you can imagine. In Jesus' name, until next time, see you then.
Rose invites you to join her for a powerful time in the glory of Jesus you'll never forget. Plan now to come to this exciting event at Somerset, Kentucky, Tuesday, November 11th at 7 p.m. at the Life Abundant Ministry. Call now at 1-859-748-9961 for more information and directions, or visit our website at www.jesusandrose.org. Order today your DVD titled Break Free, Recover. Let God help you stop living in yesterday. Be free from stress, every hurt, every pain, every mistake. God will restore you beyond your dreams. You can recover, resting in your secure, strong life God has for you. Order today your DVD copy of Break Free, Recover. Request DVD offer number 26 titled Break Free, Recover. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.